Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune into the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. I am your host, relationship coach, Lewis Morris. It is my belief that the vessel, meaning the heart, can only pour out that which it contains. Therefore, it is upon us to place those things that are good and beneficial into the heart in order for us to emanate them out into the world and attract those things and those people that will enhance our lives. I help the couples and singles navigate the relationship realm with spirituality, love, intimacy, and trust. I'd like to welcome you guys into another episode. Please subscribe to the podcast and like the podcast and leave some reviews if you would so like, because it will upgrade our podcast on all of the podcast outlets, and we want to bring the Heart Matters to more people so that we can bring benefit to more people. And I thank you guys for coming in. Today we need to talk about a couple of things. Number one, I've been getting a lot of messages and I've been getting on a lot of calls lately with women who either are in abusive relationships or have been in abusive relationships in the past, and it is disturbing. Now, I am not negating that men also go through this, because, you know, we understand that, but it is more common that women go through it, and it's quite disturbing. So I want to say a couple of things about that. First, I want to speak to the women. If any of you are in that situation presently, please plan and carefully execute with the help of people that deal with these situations professionally and your loved ones. Plan and execute your exit strategy. This is not in any way, shape, or form a healthy relationship. If an individual, a man, feels that he has to put his hands on you or verbally abuse you, let me be clear. He is a weak man, period. He's weak because this is not what true masculinity consists of. It doesn't consist of abusing the women in your life. And I'm going to give you an example. Has anyone who hears the sound of my voice or watches this video ever read anything authentic, anything that can be substantiated, that any of the prophets and messengers and their disciples or companions put their hands on their wives. You're not going to find that. If anyone can find some authentic texts where any of the prophets or messengers or their disciples or companions put their hands on their wives, please send it to me. Send it to me a DM. Send it to me at the back of the website. Send it to me via email. I don't care how you get it to me, but get it to me, because I've never seen that. Never seen it. Never heard of it. Why am I mentioning this? Why am I mentioning the prophets and messengers? Because these are the men who are our examples. Now, they're examples for men and women on how to worship God, on how to be obedient to God. But as far as the women's issues, their wives are the examples for the women in that sense. Women's issues, how to take care of themselves, how to, you know, self-care, how to deal with menstrual issues, things like that, how to take care of your husband, things like that. Their wives are examples in that sense. But they get their guidance from the prophets and messengers because God sent them with the message. But I'm talking to the men here because these are the examples for us as to what true masculinity consists of. It doesn't consist of that. It doesn't. It doesn't consist of us putting our hands on the women in our lives. Where are you getting this from except for sickness and disease? As I mentioned at the beginning of almost every podcast, there's a morsel of flesh in the body There's a morsel of flesh. What it contains, it is important for us to understand that we must put good things into the heart. One of the good things that we should put into our heart is our belief in God and our cultivating that belief. And then there are other things. We should put the good things in our heart and try our level best to get rid of the bad things. That is bad. So for the women, this is my advice, as I mentioned. Execute. Plan and execute your exit strategy with people who are professional in this area and with your loved ones so that you can get you, and if you have children, out of that relationship. Get out of that, because you will never find happiness there. And relationships, marriages are supposed to make you happy. Now, I saw a video with T.D. Jakes where he's talking about happiness. It doesn't mean that you're happy all the time. That's not what we're talking about here. But when you're in a healthy and powerful relationship, intimate relationship, there is a level of peace that will exist because you know that you have a person that you can trust, a person that you can rely on, a person who is truthful, a person who is honest and like this. It brings a level of tranquility to your life generally. This is what relationships should be. Being verbally and physically abused does the opposite of that. For the men, or the men who are pretending to be men, who are doing this, get some help. Whatever you need to do to get out of that, to get out of your own way, as far as putting your hands on the women in your life. Get some help. Go to a psych. I don't know what it is you need to do, but you find it and do that. Because it is a sickness and it is a disease, and it is not from masculinity. It is from cowardice and weakness. Let's be clear about that. This was never. I grew up in Newark, New Jersey. This was never a thing that was respected. Not even in my neighborhood. It wasn't respected. And I'm from the hood. We did a lot of things in the hood, but that was never respected, ever. We never respected that. We never respected guys who put their hands on their girlfriends. We had no respect for them. What are you doing, man? What's this? What are you bringing here? This is what you ain't learned this from us. you know. We don't know where you got this from. Maybe you got it from your father or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But this is not what we're doing here. And, you know, we were hood guys. But this was not. We ain't look at guys like that like, oh, man, you out of line, bro. You out of pocket. Get some help, man. That's all I got to say about that. The second thing that we need to deal with. Because I dealt with this question recently. Why are you always talking about manhood and womanhood or masculinity and femininity and the difference between male and female? Because understanding that helps us navigate relationships better. It just does. When we understand how it is that there are certain natural things that come with the male and female existence, because understand something. I don't care what era we're living in. I don't care what is being promoted. Men and women are different. Men and women are different. Simple. It's not complex. No, men and women are different. We're not the same. We're not the same psychologically. We're not the same physically. We're not the same socially. We're not the same physically. Our gene makeup is not the same. We are different. And to understand the natural inclination, some of these natural inclination issues that men have versus what women have helps us to understand the relationship dynamic better. I quoted a tradition recently about a question about sexual relations with a man and wife. And I quoted, it was a verse from the recital where it says, beloved to men are the things that they covet. And the first thing that was mentioned was women. It's the first thing. There is no verse in the recital like that for women. There's no verse in the recital like that for women. There's no traditions like that for women. It's not. It's not that women don't like men. No, it's just that women, it's just that men, we like women, we have a covetedness for women. The next things that were mentioned were wealth and children.
But look at the verse. The majority of men, they get money so they can get women and so they can have a family. This is the way it is. Like money is second. It's second for a reason. It's just part of our natural inclination. We have, and people have tried to argue with me about this. I get it. I understand. But as the saying goes, the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. All you got to do is look at what's going on in society. It's clear. This covetousness, this desire that men have for women, all you got to do is look at what's going on in society, especially in America. That's all you got to do. Pay attention. You don't even need a verse for that. But I'm just saying, this is one of the reasons why I focus on this, because understanding this and putting this knowledge out can help men and women navigate their marriages and intimate relationships better. And that's my job. My job is to help you do that. Therefore, I have no choice but to put this information out. I have to put it out. I have to put it out. Because it is going, even if you don't think it is, if you put this knowledge in your mind and heart, and you work with it, it will work in marriage and an intimate relationship. It will work. This is why we do it. This is why we talk about these things. Because it is important for men and women to understand we are different. We're not the same. We're never going to be the same. Never. That's not going to happen. We're never going to be the same, ever. Why? God didn't create us like that. That's not how he made us. We're going to be different. Okay. Instead of pushing back on that, because that's part of the problem. Sometimes that's part of the problem in the relationship. The man don't want to be the man, and the woman don't want to be the woman. What is going on here? What is going on? They want to switch roles. What is this? And we think that's going to work. It's not going to work. That's not going to work. From a natural disposition standpoint, that's never going to work. No. Men need to be men, and women should be women. This is why we put this information out. This is why it is essential to understand. These are the two things that I wanted to mention in this particular podcast. Because in many cases, we've gotten our wires crossed because of what is coming from the media and Instagram and, you know, social media and like this. But it's not like that. It's not like that. Men have certain natural inclinations that they should just lean into. You should lean into them. And women have certain natural inclinations that they should just lean into. Lean into that. Don't push back on that. Lean into it. Because believe me, it will help you better navigate intimate relationships and marriages. It will. The rest of it is just communication and spending time together. But if the man is being a man, not a dhakir, and I talked about this in a series of podcasts about manhood. If you want to go back and listen to them, you can find them. I talked about this. There's a difference between a dhakir and a rajul. These are two Arabic words for manhood. A rajul is a man, like the prophets and messengers and their disciples and their companions. They were men. Then you have the dhakir. He has some manly qualities, but they're not complete. He got some other stuff going on that has nothing to do with masculinity. But that's because he's chosen that. It's not because he was born that way, or that's how he came out. No, he chose to be that way. That's what he chose. He wants to have these weak qualities where he beats up on women and verbally abuses women. He wants to do that because of some sickness and disease that he's allowed to spread in his psyche. Has nothing to do with manhood, though. Nothing. It's his choice. Okay, so you need to make a choice to get rid of that. It's the point I'm making here. Come on. Men, if men are men and women are women, and they communicate and they spend time together, man, a whole bunch of marriages and relationships will last the whole race. They'll go the duration. But because we are not leaning into who we are as individuals, as men and women, there's unnecessary conflict. And because we're not communicating needs and wants and desires and this and that, problems. Lack of communication leads to confusion and other than that. It's the way it is. This is all that we want to share. I thank you guys for coming in. For more relationship coaching and advice, go to my link tree, which is linktr.ee/louismorris, and schedule a 30-minute free consultation call. Also, we have the Love Cultivation course. It is available on Patreon. It is only available on Patreon. It's available on Patreon on two tiers. I only have two tiers on my Patreon page. Two tiers. Tier one and tier two. It's available on both. The Love Cultivation course is available. I talk about everything from spirituality, how it affects you generally and as a couple, all the way to communication. You want to get the Love Cultivation course? I'm going to put the link in the show description. You can get it there. Or you can just go to my link tree and get it. It's available on my link tree. linktr.ee/LewisMorris. Become a patron of mine on Patreon for early access to podcasts, blogs, and exclusive content. And one of the exclusive content is the Love Cultivation course. Also, we have the free giveaways on the website. You can find that in my link tree as well. Go over there and get those free giveaways. As always, please follow me on Instagram @Lewis_Morris_coaching for daily relationship tips and advice. We mainly put our tips and advice in stories, but sometimes we put them in posts as well. And we do a lot of reels over there, so you can get some benefit over there as well. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please subscribe. Become a monthly subscriber to the podcast. You get early access over there, and you get the podcast without ads, without interruptions over there. So please subscribe to the podcast, like the podcast, follow the podcast, leave some reviews if you like. We would really appreciate that. I thank you guys for all of your support. And I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand Linktree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. That's linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. And we will see you again soon.